Standing on the State House steps, Governor Phil Scott this afternoon made Vermont political history by signing several gun control bills into law. It was an emotional event as both opponents and supporters let Scott know exactly how they felt about this issue. We begin with VPR's Bob Kinzel, followed by a report from VPR's John Dillon.
Thank you very much.
This was the scene that greeted Governor Scott as he made his way to a podium in front of the State House. Opponents yelled and heckled Scott throughout his 20-minute speech, often calling him, quote, a traitor and a liar, while supporters chanted, thank you, thank you. At the beginning of the legislative session, it was unthinkable that lawmakers would pass these bills and that Scott would sign them into law. But the mass shooting of students in Parkland, Florida, followed a day later by the discovery of an alleged shooting plot by a former student at Fairhaven Union High School, totally changed Vermont's political landscape on this issue. Scott told the crowd that the Fairhaven case had a profound impact on him.
I believed, since we are such a small, tight-knit state, that we were different and somehow insulated from the violence the rest of the world is seeing. But I was wrong. And that's not always easy to admit.
The bill drawing virtually all of the opposition is known as S-55. It expands background checks, raises the age to buy a gun from 18 to 21, and bans the use of large-capacity magazines and bump stocks. Scott said he's convinced that the bill will help prevent gun violence in the future and does not take away anyone's Second Amendment rights.
I want to be absolutely clear. I believe these measures will make a difference. And I firmly believe each and every one of them is consistent with both the United States and Vermont constitutions.
And as opponents continue to jeer him, Scott said he believed that a growing lack of civility in political debate is a key factor in the rise of violence in this country.
That we can't debate the issues and find common ground or agree to disagree respectfully. And that the growing divide is a dark place where the embers of hate and bigotry and blame can grow. These things are what's hurting our nation.
Scott signed two other gun control bills at the State House event. These allow police officers to confiscate the guns of a person that a judge has determined poses a threat to themselves or another person, and in cases of alleged domestic violence. Both of these bills were unanimously passed by the legislature earlier this month. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
Governor Scott's call for compromise and civility in public debate was met by many people too angry to hear it. The boos and shouts of traitor competed with the calls of thank you, Phil. But before the signing ceremony, the scene was a little quieter.
My name is Jennifer Tedesco. I'm from Woodbury, Vermont, and I don't think what our governor is doing today is just.
Tedesco is 17 and carried a sign that read, "Not my governor." She teaches hunter safety and calls the bill that raises the legal age to own a weapon to 21 unnecessary.
It was always 21 for handguns. They didn't need to move it for rifles.
Carol Macy drove down from Lunenburg. Macy said he supported Scott in the past, but the governor betrayed his vote.
It's going to hurt him in the end because he's going to lose all these guys in this orange out here. He's lost their vote.
Macy argues much of the new legislation is unenforceable, such as the requirement for universal background checks and the ban on high-capacity magazines. He says the bills don't make Vermont more safe. But Anne Herz of Woodstock feels the opposite. She lost her son to gun violence in 1991 and says it took political courage for Scott to support the bills.
I'm so relieved that these laws are being enacted and signed today. I think it's been a long time in the coming, so I'm feeling really happy about it.
Connie Baxter from Dummerston was also there to witness the bill signing and was disappointed in the reaction. She says she was held up at gunpoint years ago, but the Sandy Hook shooting 5 years ago really got her involved in the issue. Baxter wanted opponents to listen to what Scott was saying.
I thought it was very disrespectful, and I was glad that he didn't let it deter him from saying what he needed to say so eloquently. And I'm happy today, in spite of the catcalling and the name-calling and the booing.
Opponents promised to make the governor pay in November, but supporters of the bills say they will be equally active during the upcoming campaign. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.